Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
What happened with Nas?
So
tell me the story.
Shout out to Nas Escobar. Nas Escobar, well, for full reference, my son's name is Nasir. So
I got waves because of Nas. That's why I started brushing.
That should let you know that the level of reverence that I have for Nas and Troy also.
Deep reverence.
The first soundtrack to Earn Your Leisure theme song was Made You Look. That's how we started the show. Came out to the Hate Me Now theme at MSG for Marking Mondays Live. I mean, Nas played a tremendous part in our lives. So, all right. The Jay-Z meetup did not go as we would have hoped it would have, but Nas actually over exceeded expectations. So this is something that is a little different from the Jay-Z story. So we're at the United Masters concert. Shout out to United Masters. Shout out to the whole family over there.
Stout, Eden, what up?
Yeah. Ryan.
Ryan, yeah. Dave. John, Dave.
So they had a dope concert. And it was Toby. It was
Russ
and Brett Fias.
So it was dope.
So it was a dope concert. And, you know, there's like two sides to the VIP thing. It was in a Palladium in L.A. So they have like a balcony area which served as VIP.
Yeah.
So
I'm scoping the room.
We got the word. Shout out to B and shout out to North 13th.
Yeah, yeah.
Jaleel, the whole team. That we got word that Nas was in the building. Mm. Nas has been spotted.
Time out.
That helps.
Time out. When we get there, I'm scoping the room.
Got you. Because you're confident from the brunch, right?
This is before.
Oh, before. Okay, got you.
I'm scoping the room. I'm in our section. And I tap Ab. I'm like, yo, bro, what's Stout going to be? Because I'm looking at this. I'm like, I don't feel like.
No, tell them. Strategic placement in a venue. Exactly.
So I'm looking, because the word was like, yo, y'all going to be where Stout is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, so I'm looking at where at. And I'm like, yeah, where do you think Stout's going to be? And so we scoping the whole venue. And I'm like, I don't think he's going to be over here. I'm like, what about over there? And they're like, nah, it's too low to the floor. And then I see across the room, I'm like, yo, they got a photo booth in the same section. So it's kind of like a bowl.
Time out. Can you tell them, like, meeting these people does not happen by accident? No. What you're going to say, where you're going to be.
It's not about just being in the room.
Yeah.
It's observing the room, understanding who's in the room, the placement of the things in the room. All of that plays a part.
Yeah.
And so I look, I see the photo booth, and I'm like, I think we should be over there. I think we got to be over there. And he tells me, we get the word from B, like, yo, Nas in the building. Yeah. I'm like, if he's in the building, he's probably over there.
Yeah.
I leave everybody.
Solo daughter over?
No, I leave everybody. Gotcha. I leave here, Ab, I leave Shaggy. I left my wife.
Shout to Danny.
She forgave me later. I'm like, yo, I'll be right back because I got to go over there just to see if we can go over there.
Yeah.
So I'm walking over. I see this young lady go up and I look at her band and it's different than mine. I'm like, oh, nah. So he's like, let's her go. He stops me. He's like, let me see your band. But I'm like, I'm on the phone. I'm like, yeah, nah. And I'm like, nah, I'm with Stout. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm with Stout. He's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm with him. You can get him if you want. And I said, matter of fact.
You got to say it with confidence, though.
Yeah. Completely confident about it. I'm like, yo, my people coming with me. Like, so once I get to the top step, I see Stout. I see Nas. I said, I can't have this moment.
Yeah.
I hit Ab. I hit Shadi. Come over here now. He's here. He's here.
That's crazy.
So I wait. I'm sitting there waiting. I'm like, damn, there he goes. I'm watching him walk across the room. I'm watching him across the room. He's like, yo, bro, yo, you can't, don't leave me again. I was like, I'm not going to. I just wanted
but
to.
But he made it happen on the solo run.
No, I just want to make sure we was good to get there.
Yeah.
Once I knew we was good, all right, nah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I got it.
So, yeah. So it's important to be observant. Security, you know what every entrepreneur should do? They should take a security class.
Interesting.
Because like when you're in security, this is something that 19 Keys is very good at. Because,
yeah.
No, he comes from that background of like FOI training. Mm-hmm. So he's a very observant person and they teach you different things. Like always know where the exit is. Always,
yes.
Like, you know, you got to be aware. The average person's not thinking like that. But
that's
it's
true.
Like when you go in a place, like it's like, yeah, it's like, okay. The odds are if there's a couch, that's probably the VIP,
yeah.
Right? As opposed to it not being couched. There's a photo booth, there's a photographer over it. Like you start to look at things like you
different.
At Secret Service, like you know what I mean? And then that can make the difference on a variety of different things. So yeah, be observant is extremely important. So yeah, so when we see, all right, so we get to the side and Stout is there, Nas is there. And this was early too. Another benefit of coming early. Because later it probably would have never happened because it was a tsunami that happened at like 12 o'clock at night. But this was early in the show. So like I said, for all of like I almost got into fights in high school about Nas. Like Nas is like my favorite rapper of all time. So when we
better than Jay?
For me, yeah. I mean, as far as like my personal impact for my life. So when we see him, I said, Stout, now this goes back to this is what we didn't do at Roc Nation.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have opportunity to do. I seen Stout. Now, mind you, we had Steve Stout on the show 2 years ago, right? Had him on the show. He saw the value. Shout out to Charlamagne, because Charlamagne was the one that told him he needs to get on the show. He got on the show, saw the value from being on the show.
Yeah.
From there, it was like we developed a working relationship with
partnership,
you.
Partnership, yeah.
Like we do events with them, like we're partners with them in a variety of different things. So we've developed a relationship with Stout, built on mutually beneficial for both sides.
Yes.
It's not like
you have to add value in everything.
It's not like a mentor.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're they're making money with us. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's,
mentorship is robbery too. I want to say that.
Yeah, like you gotta add value. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So being that we've added so much value, I felt confident asking this. I said, "Yo, Stout, I need a favor." He was like, "What you need?" I said, "Yo, can you introduce us to Nas?" That's easy. So he goes over, and so this is Steve Stout introducing us. Like, obviously, Nas's reverence for Steve Stout is different than just a regular person. So Stout goes over to Nas, and he was like, "Yo, this Earn Your Leisure. These guys is killing it. They doing the business." You know, gave him the whole spiel. And thank you for that, Stout. Appreciate it. Nas was already familiar with us. But when I broke the ice with Nas, I told him, like, that's
you have to.
You just got to be honest, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Yo, bro."
And it's okay to show other men love.
Nas, yeah.
Like, lead with love. Nah, that helps so much.
He means too much.
So I told him, like, "Yo, my son's name is Nasir." Because it is.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, "Yo, that's amazing, bro." Mm-hmm. And then I was telling him about, you know, the Hate Me Now and MSG. Troy told him about, you know, the backstory for the show and everything. And what was dope was that he engaged with us. Mm-hmm. And he told me, he was like, "Yo, what y'all did is like revolutionary." He's like, "Nobody would have seen it coming." And then we had a whole conversation. And he was like, "Yo, y'all been able to relay the information in a way that was just brilliant." And he was like, "Yo, like, I know that they don't want that out there, but y'all been able to do it." And it's a true Nas conversation.
Yeah.
He watches the program.
That I think that's the, so like, difference, yeah. like what Shadi's saying is true. Like,
you can see it in the video and the photos too.
Yo, my brother screenshotted me like, "Yo, I know what you felt in that moment."
Yeah.
Because he remembers when I had that red disc and I would not stop playing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is obviously Illmatic. But like, for me, it was, this is the first person in life like I wanted to be like.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like Jordan.
Yeah.
It was Nas, because I was like, I want to cut my hair like him. I want to dress like him. He's like the coolest guy.
I was fly too.
To me. Yeah. I mean, Still, I mean, still a fly dude. Yeah. But when I looked at him, I told him, like, obviously, the impact of Illmatic. I said, "Yo, when we record in the studio, like, Illmatic is in the center of, you've been in the crib. It's in the center of everything." Yeah. And I was telling him, like, on the investment side, what you've done is incredible. And he was like, "Yo, I watch y'all shit."
That's crazy.
And I'm thinking back to, like, the 12-year-old kid who would listen to at Illmatic every day.
Yeah.
Now listening to the guy who made it saying that he watches us.
And he's one of the greatest investors for real. Like,
he's been
the last 100 years.
Ring, you got Pill Pack, you got Ring, and Adreesen Horowitz, and shout out to Ben Horowitz. He was there also.
Yeah, for the,
we spoke to him also. He knows us. That's okay. So it's all related. It's all related. So, but, and Nas wasn't, he didn't just say, "Yo, I watch your show." He's like fully engaged.
Yeah.
Like, he's giving me commentary on, it was just a surreal moment, because I'm like,
fire.
Damn, like, he really, and then shout out to G-Code.
That's the next thing we did.
That's his manager.
Yeah.
So
he, let me, I'll give you, because Shadi's, he's with Nas, and I look, and I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, how are we going to ask Nas for his number?
Yep.
So I look across, I'm like, "Yo, there go G-Code."
Yeah.
He's talking to Nas, I go talk to G-Code, shout out to G. I'm talking.
That's the right way to work.
He's like, "Yo, bro, we watch y'all shit all the time."
Yeah.
He was like, "And y'all know all the right people." Because when we were trying to get them for a few events, he was like, "Yo, they got to us.
They're
like,
the right people,
they came to me. Like, it got to me."
Yeah.
"So I know y'all dealing with the right people." He was just like, "We was just torn. So we never got to do it. In fact, yo, y'all gonna be in New York on the 24th? Y'all should come to the show."
That's fire, yeah.
And I'm like,
it's all long-term relationship building.
Great. Yeah. So like, now I connect with G. He's like, "Yo, y'all got the Ant too." So like, Ant knows Ant is on Nas's team, but him and G-Code handle a lot of his business.
Yeah.
He was like, "Yo, it's just torn. But as soon as it's not torn, it's on."
That's dope.
Yeah, and I say he locked in and then got, I had asked him, I'm like, "Yo, we had reached out a few different times. I don't know if it got to you." He's like, "No, it got to us." He's like, "Yeah, we know a lot of the same people."
Yeah.
He's like, "But you know, it's just, you know, scheduling and all that. But you know, we'll lock in when it's time to really lock in." But that's another lesson as well. No important people attached to the situation.
Absolutely.
Because it's like, you know, like you say, you ask Nas for his number. Like, you know what I mean? That's not the best way to go about it. So it's like, even when people know us, like, if you know us, if you really, really know us, if you're trying to really get to us, you should know who AB is.
Absolutely.
If you don't know who AB is, then you're going to do yourself a disservice by trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Those really the CEOs that manage and make our lives easier. Yeah. Even like with the Floyd situation, like, having to deal with Kent, like, going back to the John Morant situation, like, it's okay to be a fan of other people. I think at a certain point you need to stop, but you need to go study, like, the people who you admire and who's around them,
who's around,
everything about them, because you don't know when you're going to run into them.
And the chances are, if you start seeing those people, that person's near.
Yes.
So at that same time, that night, after, like, what shall I say, like at 12 o'clock, it became a madhouse. Because we're still standing there. We saw it.
Once Khaled walks in.
Yeah, so you know Khaled walks, Dougie Fresh walks in, Khaled walks in. We were just in Davos with them, with Dougie, and shout out to Rich Player. So we talking, and Khaled walks in, and then after, that's a, you know.
Zoo.
That's an ordeal.
Future walks in.
And then this gentleman's talking to me, and he's talking to me about his clothing line, about, you know, he's from Jamaica. And I turn my head, and I look, and it's OG Juan.
Oh, shit.
And I said, Ab, Jay's here.
Yeah.
He said, how you know? I said, I just seen Juan.
Juan's here, yeah.
And if I see Juan, I know Jay's not far behind. He got to be here. Yeah. He's like, I said, look, go tell Danielle I'm not moving. Because I'm thinking this is the night. You know what I mean? And so I didn't see him. Little did I find out that he walked past me while I was talking to somebody else.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Jay was there. Beyonce was there. It was a whole tsunami that came.
Pluto was there.
But like I said, a few lessons that I want people to take away from this. I ask for referrals.
Yes.
Do it it's a way to go about asking for referrals, though. Just asking for referrals, not right away. You got to make sure the person makes
they endorse you.
That's extremely important. Sometimes you need to tell the person what to say. Like, tell them how you want
to
be
introduced. How to be framed.
Mm-hmm. Like, yo, can you introduce me as a media company? Like, that's beneficial as well. Be early to things. Be aware of your surroundings.
Yes.
Extremely important. Have a conversation ready. This is something that I did. Nobody knows this. We have a few things, like the Royal Albert Hall thing with the flag.
Yeah.
But I always had to show people this. But usually used to happen, I had to go to Instagram, I have to scroll, and I realized, like, in that moment, I'm losing time.
I made
a photo album in my phone called Important Moments.
That's dope. That's a good lesson.
Times Square billboard, the Royal Albert Hall, MSG. Like, it's like 8 different things.
Yeah.
So now when I run into somebody, I'm prepared.
Yeah.
Within 30 seconds, as opposed to me trying to scroll through WhatsApp and trying to, you know, it's just like, come on, bro. Like, it's here.
Yeah.
Like, look, and the video shows you, like, more than I can actually explain.
Explain to you, yeah.
So be prepared. Have something to say. Know the other important people that's around the important person. That's extremely important.
And can I chime in for my investors? This is the same thing, knowing, like, the board of directors of a company.
Yeah.
Like, they have a team around them that you, even before I said anything to Toby on the plane, I'll ask the wife first, can I say something to him? I call Quincy, like, yo, I'm on the plane. Then the wife's like, all right, it's cool. You got to work through the wife.
Shout out to Fats.
Don't treat the assistant like they're really the CEO.
Fats performing at 7 months pregnant like she did.
Man.
But how crazy is this though? Like,
shout out to her.
Shout out to Fats. Us coming from New York, 90s era. On Friday, we meet Nas. On Saturday, we meet Jay-Z.
That is crazy though.
That's kind of crazy.
That's why.
And we had conversations with both of them.
That's dope.
And then was around Nip's entire team throughout the league.
Crazy. Which Nips was like, Hood Steve Jobs, for real.
That's why when you asked me, like, yo, how's this been? I'm like, yo, bro.
Surreal.
I don't even know. I got to write it down to really understand and process what's happening.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. Mic drop. Bag drop.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.